Today is the appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which some of you know well by having fasted for half a day. And for your information, the song we always sing before lectures is a song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So you all know at least one song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Those who know the song. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Jai Radha Madhava Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yasodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yasodhanandana Jamuna Tiravanachari. Jamuna Tiravanachari. Jamuna Tiravanachari. Jamuna Tiravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjadi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaurani Jai, Jaya Gaurani Jai, Jaya Gaurani Jai, Jaya Gaurani Jai.
Goranika, Goranika, Jaya Gorani, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So, this song is Srila Prabhupada. Says, describes the whole spiritual world. You have Radha Madhava. In fact, sometimes it is mentioned that all the names in this song are the names of the deities that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was worshipping in different places. Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Gopijana Vallabha, Girivaradhari, Giridhari. So these are all names of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's deities. And together they form this beautiful description of the whole spiritual world. All the places and personalities and devotees of the spiritual world are there in this song. You have Yamuna, you have Govardhan, you have the Gopis, you have Mother Yashoda, you have all the bridge bosses, and you have confidential pastimes of Krishna. In the Kunjas of Vrindavan. So Prabhupada loved this song, and there are some instances Prabhupada was singing this song and he went into ecstasy. He just went into trance and he completely became lost in trance. He stopped singing, yes, and he started shedding tears. Good, thank you. It's a brother. And then he came back to his senses and he said, just sing Hare Krishna. So that was one of the few occasions which are well documented when Prabhupada went into trance. And when devotees asked him, Prabhupada, did you go into trance? Afterwards, Prabhupada said, well, I do not do this very often, do I? he was actually trying to control himself to avoid making such a public show of this. He never made it a show. That it was when he could not control himself. One other case is very famous when he came to, I think, Atlanta. And he said that you have very beautiful Gornitai deities here. Arrival address. It's just like 3 minutes long because he spoke for 3 minutes and then he broke down in tears. If you hear, it's amazing. When did he break down in tears? When he said that Gaur Nitai are so merciful. And then he could not continue. So this is the price of the ticket back home, back to Krishna. When you think that Gaur Nitai are so merciful and you agree with this so much that you start crying and your throat is choked with tears, then your ticket to Krishna is guaranteed, is confirmed. Your reservation is already there. Otherwise we say, yes, Krishna is merciful, yes. Sure. we are getting trained to accept Krishna, to say that everything is Krishna's mercy. So that sometimes we have this exercise of thanking Krishna. in most languages, thank you, like, what's thank you in French? Merci. Merci. So what means merci? Merci means mercy, right? And what's thank you in Italian? Grazie. And grazie, naturally, grace is mercy. Same thing, yes? You may guess what's thank you in Latin? It's grazie ago. Same thing. In Greek, eucharisto. Same thing. Mercy. So basically, you can see in many languages. And in Hindi. In Hindi, what's thank you in Hindi? Dhanyavad. Or if you go, it's actually a Sanskrit word. And in the Bhagavatam, you can sometimes see anugrihitosmi, anukampitosmi. I have been favored by you. I am lucky. I got your mercy. So that's how you say thank you in Sanskrit. So a devotee learns to see everything as Krishna's mercy. And one way to do this is to learn the art of whatever happens, say, Krishna, this is your mercy. So in the beginning, we say, yes, Krishna, thank you. Thank you, thank you, yes. Through the clenched teeth. That's okay, we have to start somewhere. And then gradually, you know, the goal is, as Prabhupada, when he says, Gornitai are so merciful, and then he cannot speak any longer. Fortunately, or unfortunately, I can say Gornitai are very merciful, and I can still speak for a long time after that. So, doesn't happen to me for some reason, I don't know why, to go into such a trance, as Srila Prabhupada did. On a few occasions. They are recorded. We have recordings of that. So also when he was singing this Jai Radha Madhava. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an amazing biography of a modern saint. He was a very well educated person. He was born in 1838. This year is 100 years since he is departure from this world. He departed exactly 100 years ago, 1914. And he was a magistrate, which means, yeah, like a judge, like a judge. And he got an ordinary education, like well-educated people of his time, and he started as a not so religious personality as some of us, I guess, also started not as a very religious personality. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to encourage us to show that no problem, even if you did start as a not so religious personality, that's no problem. And he's showing how a person with a completely modern education, completely modern interests, can achieve complete perfection. He didn't have high opinion of the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because in fact you can see that his mission was to restore the good name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and to recover the pure form of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because when he came, there were so many Vaishnavas which were misusing the name Vaishnava to justify their not always pure lifestyle. In the Bhagavatam it is said that if you just say Krishna, then you become purified of all sins, and then, no matter what your situation is, you become eligible, worthy to perform the most pure rituals described in Veda. You become the top representative of the human society. So many people, they said, yes, Yeah? So I say Krishna, right? That's it. So then I can do any damn thing. And they did do many damn things, like, of course, illicit sex was there, and other things, many of them, some of them, Prabhupada speaking about caste Goswamis, who were simply collecting disciples' donations, and basically living life of leisure, life of pleasure, eating meat, fish, and doing so many other things which are not indeed in line with the pure lifestyle, and simply claiming that position based on their birth. So therefore, it got a bad name by the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he heard that there was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there was Gauranga, a great mystic, incarnation of Krishna, who was a revolutionary. He was one of the first who organized the civil disobedience movement. You know, when the Muslim Qazi government forbade Kirtan, then he brought thousands of people with torches on the street, and they protested more or less peacefully. And Qazi, since that time, he surrendered, and till today, his family of that Qazi, they are very favorable towards Vaishnavas. And when we go to Navadvip, we go and sometimes pay our respects to the tomb of that Qazi. And his great-great-great-great-great-grandsons, they come out and bring carpets for you to sit, and, you know, they try to serve guests like this. So they like devotees. Who has been there in that place? Yes. Now, Dvip Mandala Parikrama, you always go there. And if you are in Mayapur, you can just hop on a bicycle. You must have a bicycle in India, you know. Otherwise, you pay 20 rupees for nothing. If you hop on a rickshaw. And it's just beyond. Yeah, you go to Baman Pukur. You know, it's a little before. It's like on the way to Jagannath Mandir. You just enter that village, and just after you enter, on your left side, there will be a big tree, and you can go. I remember, I was a couple of years ago. I was searching for this, and there was a mosque and many Muslims going there. And I couldn't find where it is. So I stopped one Muslim and said, can I ask you where is the Samadhi of Qazi? Which is like, you know, a strange question, because Qazi means just a judge. You know? So where is the... You know, some foreigner stops you and asks, you know, where is the, you know, where is the tomb of the judge? He looked at me, he says, yes, that Qazi, yeah, go there, and there, he's there. He was very happy. He knew which. the Qazi, yes, of course. Which else, what other Qazi you would look for? So, you can go there, just like 5 minutes ride on a bicycle from our temple to that place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly fascinates many minds, even Shivananda Swami. Anybody has been interested in yoga here? Anybody has ever held Shivananda Swami's book, Swami Shivananda's books in your hands yet? So you can see even he writes about Gauranga. Yeah? He writes about Gauranga. He says that, even he says that, every yogi must get up in the morning and chant Hare Krishna. Yes. And and in the evening should have a kirtan. And then you will live following the example of Gauranga. If you are a family person or not, if you are a family person, then you should pray that you have should have a child like Gauranga. I remember he writes something like this. You remember that? Some of his, because he describes not only the exercises, but also the lifestyle. So he's famous. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking for the most beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charita. Charita means activities, acts. Charita Amrita, nectar of the pastimes of activities of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada, when he translates Chaitanya Charitamrita, he becomes very philosophical and he says that Amrita means immortality and Charita means activity and Chaitanya means consciousness. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita means eternal activities of the soul. It is the eternal activities of the soul. Sanskrit is a very nice language. You can bring out so many meanings out. can take one verse and you can get 60 meanings out of there. It's a real treasure for the intellectuals. There is one poem which is simultaneously is a poem about Mahabharata, Krishna Lila, and the same poem in its other meaning, in its other interpretation, is simultaneously a poem about Ram Lila. Same verses, but if you explain it one way, it's about Mahabharata. If you explain it the other way, it's about Ramayana. So, he was looking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking for Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he could not find it in Bengal. Looking for it for several years.
It's here.
This yellow book. This yellow book, this is the book he couldn't find. Can you imagine? Now, we are sitting in Ljubljana, and he said, do you have Chaitanya? Oh, yeah, here. Or there, go take it from that room. Or go take from that room. You know, at least I know three places from the top of my head in this compound where you can get Chaitanya Charitamrita. One is here, one is there, maybe more. Who of you has Chaitanya Charitamrita? Okay, very good. You see? Very good. He couldn't find it in Bengal. Finally, I remember, after 8 years of searching, he got a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he read it, and he was convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually explaining the absolute truth, but he said, I am surprised. Why is he saying that the Supreme Lord is this tricky, playful, of a doubtful character, Krishna? Okay, maybe Narayan, you know, sitting on the throne and saying, Hare, you know, Om. Okay, that looks a bit, you know, credible. But Krishna, you know, why Krishna? It took him certain effort to understand why Krishna. But because he was sincere, so he truly, he studied the Bhagavatam, he took the effort to study the Bhagavatam very seriously, and he accepted. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived the purity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So now, today, we have, in every country of the world, we have teachings of Lord Chaitanya, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita in so many languages of the world. It's been translated in Serbo-Croatian, in the old Yugoslavia, it was translated in 1989 or 88, something like this, long ago. You know, it's like, what, 30 years or something, almost, a little less. So, it's all thanks to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was finding these scriptures. he was sometimes commenting on them, writing commentaries, and he was publishing them. He was publishing them. And by his publishing them, he preserved them. So now, you know, when somebody asks, what does Chaitanya Charitamrita say? Oh, let me just... You can take Chaitanya Charitamrita and we also have it, of course, in our computers. So we can find whatever we need, whatever we want. Chaitanya Charitamrita is beautiful. It's an amazing book. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about 100 books. He published many books, and he wrote also amazing books. And he explained philosophy in songs. So this is another characteristic of Chaitanya Vaishnavism, or Gaudiya Vaishnavism, or in general Vedic culture, that it's not only true, it's not only philosophical, it's not only logical, it is also explained in songs, with art. So we sing our philosophy, and we dance our philosophy, and of course we feast on our philosophy. No other philosophy will allow you to feast in a detached frame of mind, in a detached consciousness. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achintya bheda, bheda tattva. Inconceivable, transcendental, simultaneous oneness and difference. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote several song books, which is an amazing way to present philosophy and also method for advancement. One of them is Kalyana Kalpataru. This is a beautiful songbook. Kalyana Kalpataru means, Kalyana means auspicious. Auspicious means that which gives you blessings. You know, you touch, ta-da, and you are blessed. You get mercy, blessings, good fortune, all good things. And Kalpataru means, Kalpa means desire, Taru means tree. Means tree, desire tree. Tree which fulfills desires. You come to a tree and say, I want a banana. Ta-da, you get a banana. Then you say, I want a Mercedes car. Ta-da, and you get a Mercedes car. It's a very convenient tree. And all the trees in Vrindavan are like that. For some reason, nobody is asking for Mercedes there. They ask for... One time, Madhu Mangal, he asked for sweets. And he got them. But they share them with Krishna. So he calls this Kalyana Kalpataru, the auspicious tree, desire tree. And then he says, when I brought this tree from the spiritual world, it got a little crumpled. You know, long way, you know, very far, spiritual world. So, you know, by the time he brought it all the way from there here, it got a little, you know, in this rough vicissitudes of travel, in the rough conditions of travel. It got a little rumbled, a little... crashed, not crashed. So therefore, he says, therefore, you, O reader, please, take this tree and make it blossom. Make it blossom. So this tree, there are songs. There are songs which are... actually, it's quite interesting. These songs guide you through steps of meditation in beautiful melodies. They guide you through steps of meditation. First, to make you pure of obstacles. And he lists obstacles that prevent us from achieving Vrindavan, from entering the transcendental kingdom of Vrindavan. And then each song reminds us of some pastime of Krishna. And each song is like a medicine, you know, like some trees have medicinal qualities. I think you here know many medicinal usages of different herbs and trees. Everybody, I think you also drink linden tea here. Lipo chai? Yes. You drink sometimes? Yes, of course. For cold, right? Or some other things. So they, you know, have curative qualities. So each song is a medicine for a particular disease of heart. And he goes through them. Then, so this is the beginning. Then he has a certain process, several songs for a transformation, for becoming pure. Then he has a section which express repentance, remorse. Kesanya? Kesanya. Kesanya, yeah. You know, like, you think, oh, I'm sorry, oh, sorry, excuse me. Right? So we recognize that this is not good. Then, the next part is Nirveda. You do not stay in this mood of repentance or remorse. So you repent, but you move on. And the next part is Nirveda. Nirveda is when you are no longer attached to that particular disease or problem or fault or sin. Because even when we repent, we are still meditating on that sin. So it's a good, it's an important stage to get a direction, but after that there is Nirveda. There is when we become neutral, when we lose attachment to that faulty activity. And then the next one is Sambandha. Realization, Sambandha Abhidaya Prayojana Vigyana, is when we, so he has four songs describing how we get connection with Krishna. So we do not stop there, we get connection with Krishna in songs, which is, I think, very nice, even though I'm not so good in singing, alone at least. Then, the next part, it's not enough, you know, to understand, okay, I have this problem. Next, although that's good to recognize, then becoming repentant, and then understanding, actually, I am Krishna's servant, and Krishna can help me, but that's not enough. After that, what you need is Uchvasa. You know what's Uchvasa? It's what it sounds, Uchvasa. Which means ecstasy, more or less. Exuberance, overflowing enthusiasm. You are so much in touch with Krishna that ecstasy, joy, completely changes your life. And then you have again, certain stages. First, humble stage, and then hankering stage, hankering for desire for some special relationship with Krishna. And then, kirtan, glorification. And it's very systematic. It's also in five steps. First, nama kirtan. It's Nama Kirtan. So this is One, there are two songs in this, and one of them is Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Praveshan Nidrachari Uta Jiva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Haya Griva Nrisimha Vamana Shimadusudana Vrajendra Nandana Shyama. So this is from there. Names of Krishna. This is the song they sing in Vrindavan in the morning. This is the first part of perfection, coming in touch with Krishna in his name. And then, as a result, Rupa Kirtan, there is a realization, discovery. You, by the mercy of the name, you are purified, all the unnecessary goes away, and then you realize, as you become fixed, achieve nishtha, become purified of all the anarthas, you realize rupa, you realize the form of Krishna. Krishna manifests to you. You say Krishna and you see Krishna. That would be good, isn't it? Not, that's not the end. Then you sing Krishna, Krishna. You see Krishna and you also realize his qualities. One of which is mercy. How merciful he is to all of you. Yeah? That's not the end. Then you see not only he is merciful, he is beautiful, he is kind, he also has wonderful pastimes. He goes to steal butter from neighbors. Or if you don't like this one, he swallows the forest fire. When devotees are suffering, he saves them by swallowing the forest fire. Or he lifts the Govardhan hill to protect everybody from the rain. So you sing Krishna, you see Krishna and you remember. You can't help but remember these past, you see these pastimes and you are in trance, you are in ecstasy, you truly perceive the transcendental nature of these pastimes. But then, that's not the end. So that was nishtha, ruchi, taste qualities, and asakti, that's lila, but then there is the next one. He says, this is the last song, it's called Rasa, Rasa Kirtan. Shishi Panchatattva Kirai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna Vamsi Gita Suni Dekki Chitra Patakani. By hearing the song of Krishna's flute, seeing his form, and hearing other persons describe his wonderful qualities, my heart has become attacked and afflicted with remembrance of my previous attachment to him. Possessed with all the symptoms of madness, I wildly run here and there seeking the company of the gopis. I have gone to a grove in the forest bowers for the lover's rendezvous. I have paid no heed to the prohibitions of my family members. I have completely ignored all of my innumerable household duties and I have not even considered what religious or irreligious activity is for me. Going to the bank of the Yamuna and addressing all the gopis there, I have inquired from them news about the whereabouts of my most dearly beloved. Giving up all fear in my heart, I enter into the forest following the direction of the flute's vibration. Just as a river flows into the sea, I irresistibly run like a very swift current, thus proving my chastity. Quickly reaching the forest bowers, I finally come into the presence of Sri Krishna in my mood of total self-surrender. Oh, why is my pen so weak and feeble? Why won't it move any further? I cannot possibly express the transcendental lovers' meeting, which is causing my heart to tremble and throb. My mind has no capability to describe the essence of the transcendental lovers' meeting, their enjoyment together, their separation, or any other pastimes. Only the most unfortunate persons cannot understand the essence of the truth of the Rasa Lila, just as a hog cannot recognize what is a pearl necklace. Hare Krishna. Considering for the benefit of those who have no capacity for hearing about such things, I have thus ended my kirtan here. Hare Krishna. It's quite amazing. So he describes the whole path from being completely full of anarthas through purification, through different levels of advancement, all the way to meeting Krishna. And then he says, oh my pen, you are such a rascal, you are so weak, why don't you write further? And he says, oh, I'm sorry. Whatever I have written for you. For your benefit. But after, beyond this, what can be written? Nothing can be written. Hare Krishna. So these songbooks of Bhaktivinoda Thakur are like a transcendental elevator or transcendental rocket which takes us and brings us to the spiritual world. And he restored the purity of Gaudiya Vaishnava movement by restoring the pure form of philosophy, organizing, giving the ideology and philosophical books, giving the blueprint of how preaching can be organized, and then training his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who started preaching all over India, and who also initiated Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada came everywhere and brought these desire trees, these philosophical gems, wish-fulfilling gems for all of you, all of us. Hare Krishna. And then we can do what we want. We can put them on the shelf and say, I have. Or we can read and be transported. Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Questions? Comments? Somebody would like to add something? I know Mahaprabhu Gora wrote a whole book about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, The Golden Bridge. It's just now coming. Or already published. Is it printed? No? Maybe he would like to say something about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Any rate, we can ask him a lot of questions. Okay, Prabhu, you have.
I would just like to ask, when you mentioned Shivananda Swami, and he's mentioning Gauranga Mahaprabhu, do you maybe know where is this exactly?
In one of his books on Hatha Yoga, where he describes the daily schedule, proper schedule for a yogi. He recommends getting up early in the morning and spending, I forgot how much time he recommends, like 1 hour or something for chanting japa, chanting Hare Krishna on beads. there he mentions this. As far as I remember. He has some, they have some website, so one could, I think all of his books are online, or most of his books are online, one can find if you want. Something else? By the way, the Gaura Arati we sing in the evening is also his song. That's his song in glorification of the Panchatattva. So then you will, Bhakati Vinoda Deke, Gaurara Sampada, you can see it's signed by him. He's composing this song. So he's providing us a method of perfection through singing. You can sing, you know, like you know this English saying, laughing all the way to the bank. He was laughing all the way to the bank. So like, you know, somebody gets easy something. So you can sing your way to the spiritual world. No worries. This is the singing practice. And if you are not a singer, also no problem. You can sing out of tune also. No problem. Because it's not the artistic competition. It's just the matter of wanting to please Krishna and being open-hearted. Come on. Hey, you'd like to add something, Mahaprabhu Gaura Prabhu, about Bhaktivinoda Thakur? What you like about him? Yeah, no problem. You must still like something about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Легко в словенську, мислим, да? To je naslov tvoje knjige Golden Bridge, Zlati most. It's a bridge between ancient and modern. He's giving us a bridge to connect. Yes. So, today is his birthday, so we can sing, dance, and feast, and pray for his mercy, and he can give us mercy. What kind of mercy would you like? Any preferences? You want hard mercy, soft mercy? Quick mercy, slow mercy, realization, internal, external, in the heart, in the brain, where? Which package? Yeah. Lako slovensko. Je lako slovensko.
I try in English. Where is the problem if the person is stuck in the guilty, bad feelings, repentance, years and years? Where is the problem?
Where is the problem?
Yeah.
It's better to see where is the solution, I guess. Isn't it? Possible solutions. That's more valuable than finding the problem. So one of the possible solutions is this songbook, Kalyana Kalpataru. You can take it and it will guide you. Through guilt, it has guilt also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses this very beautifully. Guilt. In different forms. Unbelievable. But then it moves you on further. To surrender to Krishna, and then hope in Krishna, and then to Krishna's mercy, and then to ecstasy. That's, I think, a good solution. Bhaktivinoda's mercy. These bhajans have a great, really great power to transport us over all the obstacles, to help us move to Krishna's mercy. That's the key. I mean, he gives this and he says, here, take it. This is a wish-fulfilling tree. But I'm just giving you in a, you know, a little, you know, it's a little crumpled, but you take it and you make it blossom. So that's what he says. So he gave this as solution for us. He achieved perfection himself, but as the 10th canto says, these saints, when they achieve perfection, they leave the solution. They cross the ocean of suffering, but when they cross, they leave the boat on this shore for everybody else. Because this is a magic boat. Once you get in the boat, the ocean shrinks. And you get out, because it becomes like a paddling a hoofprint of a calf. It becomes very small. So you get out and the boat is still on this shore. So everybody else can get in. That's what they invite us to do. Is it okay? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Shri Gaurarati ki jai. Panchakalpa tarubhyo cha kripa sindhubhyo.